In Affliction, Look to Jesus by Octavius Winslow. God's family is a sorrowing family. I have chosen you, he says, in the furnace of affliction. The history of the church finds its fittest emblem in the burning yet unconsumed bush which Moses saw. Man is born to sorrow, but the believer is appointed thereunto. If he is a chosen vessel, it is in the furnace of affliction. If he is an adopted child of God, chastening is the mark. If he is journeying to the heavenly kingdom, his path lies through much tribulation. But if his sufferings abound, much more so do his consolations. To be comforted by God may well reconcile us to any sorrow with which it may please our Heavenly Father to visit us with. In each season of affliction, to whom can we more appropriately look than to Jesus? He was preeminently the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. If you would tell your grief to one who knew grief as none ever knew it, if you would weep upon the bosom of one who wept as none ever wept, if you would disclose your sorrow to one who sorrowed as none ever sorrowed, if you would bear your wound to one who was wounded as none ever was wounded, then, in your affliction, turn from all creature sympathy and succor and look to Jesus. You could not take your trial, your affliction, and your sorrow to a kinder nature, to a tenderer bosom, to a deeper love, to a more powerful arm, to a more sympathizing friend. Go and breathe your sorrows into his heart, and he will comfort you. Blessed sorrow, if in the time of your bereavement, your grief, and your solitude, you are led to Jesus, making him your Savior, your friend, your counselor, and your shield. Blessed loss, if it is compensated by a knowledge of God, if you find in him a Father now, to whom you will transfer your ardent affections, upon whom you will repose your bleeding heart, and in whom you will trust.